This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House is on the defensive about reports that a Russian military intelligence unit offered bounties to Taliban militants in Afghanistan to kill U.S. soldiers, information that President Donald Trump said he was unaware of. When asked Monday why the president had not been informed, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany told reporters, intelligence is verified before it reaches the president of the United States, and in this case, it was not verified. Top administration officials conducted a classified briefing Monday for 8 House Republicans about the matter. A group of Democratic Party lawmakers are scheduled to have a similar briefing Tuesday morning. The New York Times reported this weekend that U.S. intelligence units had told the president in late March about their conclusion that a Russian unit linked to assassination attempts had offered to pay Taliban members for the killing of U.S. service members in Afghanistan. The president tweeted on Sunday that neither he nor Vice President Mike Pence had been briefed on the matter. The Trump administration says it has locked down nearly all the entire supply of one of the only available anti-COVID-19 drugs from the manufacturer for the next several months. That raises questions about access to one of the few treatments available for COVID-19 or coronavirus. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced on Monday it had secured 500,000 treatment courses of the antiviral drug from the U.S. pharmaceutical company Gilead Sciences. The drug in question is called remdesivir. The order comprises 100% of the company's production for July and 90% for August and September. Gilead signed licensing agreements with generic manufacturers also from India, Pakistan, and Egypt to supply remdesivir to 127 mainly low- and middle-income countries, but it left out Brazil, Mexico, and China.